we discussed some of this on Thursday. I want to discuss a little bit more. When we bench, when we recite Birchas Hamazon, we all know that we recite in Odin L'cha Al Hanisim V'Al Nefloys. We add to the Nusach of the Birchas Hamazon the special tiyut of Al Hanisim. Now, first of all, one thing someone pointed out to me on Shabbos, Al Hanisim, is very interesting, is in Al Hanisim, Hashem's name is not mentioned. Why is that so? In the entire Nusach of Al Hanisim, V'Al Aprokon, V'Al Agbus, V'Al Hamshuas, V'Al Hamos, B'Mei Matis Yoban Yochlin, Koen Gol, Chashmoy, all the way down, L'Hoidos, L'Hala, L'Shimcha, Hagadol, Al Nisach, V'Al Neflosach, V'Al Yishu, to the very, very end, nowhere does it say Hashem's name. Why not? What happened to Hashem's name? So, tough question. Tough question, why is Hashem's name not mentioned? So, we were suggesting on Shabbos is that, and this really is a continuation of what we discussed last week. Okay, this year, very into this idea from the Nemuka Yosef, and that the lighting of the Hanukkah candles is not a commemoration of the miracle of the Pach Shemen, even though it says in the Gemara is my Hanukkah. The Gemara tells us the entire story, and the end of the story is that they only found enough oil to last for one day. A miracle happened; it was enough to last for 8 days. So we get the impression, and this is certainly what children will tell you, is that the lighting of the menorah for 8 days is a commemoration of Hashem's love for the Jewish people, in that a Pach Shemen that was only meant to last for one day miraculously lasted for 8 days. You look at the Mefarshim, and the Mefarshim, they very strongly reject that approach. There's no such thing as having a mitzvah to commemorate a miracle. You don't do that. There's no precedent for that. When we celebrate Pesach, even though there were many, many, many miracles, the commemoration of Pesach was the fact that Hashem took us out of Egypt. We don't focus on any specific miracles. Of course, part of the ritual is, you know, there are 10 makos, it's Kriyas Yamsuf, but the essence of the Yomtiv is Yitzias Mitzrayim. Likewise, Chanukah, we are not commemorating a specific nes, we are commemorating the miracle of the Milchama. There was a battle, and the battle, there were many battles, there was a whole series of battles, there were three major tekufos, as we discussed last week, and each one of these tekufos had many battles, and it was Giboirim b'yad chaloshim, v'rabim b'yad matim, v'tvim b'yad haim, v'shem b'yad tzadikim. This is what we are coming to celebrate. And it turns out that according to this approach, the Yom of Hanukkah is very similar to Purim. Purim was a recognition of the Yad Hashem within the framework of Teva. Hanukkah was the same thing. There were battles. We can easily be misled to believe that these battles were Koichi v'yoytzim yodi, was due to our genius, our strategy, our determination, our commitment, but it's not really because this was the Yad Hashem.
Rabbi, if that's the case,
yes.
Why are we lighting candles for 8 days?
Because you need
oil.
We need to do it for we need to focus on something. Chazal wanted to give us we have to do something to solidify our remembrance of what happened. And what are the options? Well, on Purim, what do we do on Purim? Well, on Purim, we have Mishloach Manos, we have Mikra Megillah, we lay in the Megillah, and we have Mishloach Manos, and we have a Seuda, it's Yimei Mishteh V'Simcha. Hanukkah, there is no party. There is no obligation to have a Seuda. We do have no obligation to read from Scripture. It used to be, you should know that in some communities they would lay Megillas Antiochus on Shabbos Chanukah. Just like we lay Rus and we lay in the Shira Shirim, they would lay in Megillas Antiyoches on Shabbos Chanukah. That minhag somehow has disappeared. You never heard someone do that. So we don't have a mitzvah of Mikra Megillah. We don't have a mitzvah of a Seuda. That's not Yimei Mishnah V'Simcha. It was originally just a yomtif of Lahoidos Ulahalal to recite Halal. Chazal saw that it was shvach, it was not enough. They need to do of a ma'isa mitzvah. And the ma'isa mitzvah they gave us is to light the neiros. But the lighting of the neiros, according to the Nemuke Yosef, and there are other Rishonim, I can't remember their names, and Rav Chaim Kanievsky very much is enamored by this mahalik, because he writes a lot of different, he said this in this mahalik, and that is the mitzvah of Hadlokas Neiros Chanukah is for the purpose to remember the milchama. We actually say it. When you light the kindles, you right away say, HaNeiros Halolu She'onu Madlikin Al HaNisim V'al Neflois V'al HaTashuos V'al HaMilchomois. Through the Chashmonoim, they led the battle. When you light the Neiros, you immediately declare, I'm lighting these Neiros not because we found the Pach Shem that only can last one day and miraculously lasted 8 days. I'm lighting these Neiros in order to remember the Nes of the Milchama. Now, to prove that point, okay, that was all last week, is that look at the Al Hanisim. The Al Hanisim groups together Purim and Chanukah. What is Purim? Purim was, there are no Nisim Gluim. There's nothing about Purim that was Lamala Miderech HaTeva. Nothing. Everything about Purim is just a collection of events. Each event by itself is just an event. The miracle is the coordination, the choreography of how all of these events came together. Why don't we have a separate Al Hanitzim for Purim and a separate Al Hanitzim for Chanukah? We start off with the same template, Al Hanitzim V'Al Neflois V'Al Milchamos, Shasiz Lav Sein B'Yomim Mohim Azman Azeh, and then we go into B'Mei Mordechai V'Yester B'Shushan Abira versus B'Mei Matis Yoban Yochanan Kohen Gadol V'Bon of Chashmonoi Kishamdom Alayim. Why do we have the same template? The answer is because they're really the same exact thing. The goal is to recognize the miracles that took place within Teva. And the Teva was the Milchoma. And by Purim as well. Purim was a time of Shadu Milchomas. There was Milchoma on Yud Gimel Adar. There was a Milchoma. And we miraculously survive that Milchama. No one ever talks about that.
So
Purim.
Why do you say
Neiros Halalu? The Neiros Halalu, Chazal instituted these Neiros should be sacred. We're lighting a Neir, and these Neiros are patterned after the Neiros of the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. But the purpose of lighting these Neiros is not to commemorate the Pach Shemen, it is to commemorate the Nisim in the Milchama. And we emphasize that by actually reciting the HaNeiros when we write the candles, and even in the Nusach HaTzvila, we group together. You have to keep cheshbon. When you say Al HaNisim, it's by design that when you say Al HaNisim, don't say Bimei Mordechai V'Yester B'Shushan Abira. Don't say that. Make sure you say Bimei Matis Yoban Yochanan Kohen Gadol Chashmonoi. And you know something, there's almost no difference between the two. Ad Kedei Kach, I don't know if this is true. Someone on Shabbos claimed, he told me, that if you by mistake on Chanukah say the Al HaNisim for Purim, you yoytse. A shocking thing to say, right? That's because it's really one and the same. The idea that we're coming to commemorate wars, to acknowledge that when there are milchamos, it is the Hashem who fights the war. It is not koichi v'oitzim yadi who allows us to be successful in battle. The nitzochin of milchama is Hashem. Ish Milchama, Hashem Shmo, it is Hashem's Milchama. And that is why the two are sandwiched and they're grouped together. And that answers the other question, why is Hashem's name not mentioned in the Al Hanisim? Question, why is Hashem's name not mentioned in the Megillah? Hashem's name does not appear anywhere in the Megillah. Megillah Esther. And the answer you'll say is because since this was a secular document, it was stored amongst the Goyim, Halayim Kesum Sefer Paras Umodai. Okay, that's one answer. Therefore, they did not want to be Mechalel L'Shem Hashem, because since the Megillah Esther would be publicly displayed and included in the documents of the Goyim, so they did not want Hashem's name to be Mechulel by having it written. That's one answer. But the more profound and deeper answer given by Chazal is, it's exactly the purpose of what Purim is all about, is to uncover, to discover Hashem where Hashem is not obviously found. Battle is not a place where you see the Shekhinah resting. Battle is ugly, dirty. You need strategy, you need weapons, you need koichi v'oitzim yadi. That's battle. And in the place of Hester Panim, it is incumbent upon us to discover the Ribbono Shel Olam. So in the Megillah, Hashem's name is not mentioned because the purpose of the Megillah is to uncover Hashem in the hiddenness. The Nusach that we recite to commemorate Purim also is like that. Just like in the Megillah, Hashem's name is not mentioned, so too in the Nusach of Tefillah, of Lahoidus, Lahalal, Lashaveach, to praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem's name is also not mentioned. Because that's exactly the purpose of the Yom Tov, is to uncover Hashem in the Makom of Hester. Chanukah is the same thing. Chanukah is part of the same template as the Al HaNisim of Purim, and the long Nusach of the Al HaNisim also does not have Hashem's name mentioned in the Al HaNisim, because the goal is to uncover HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence in the Milchama. It's all about the Milchama, the Gibor Miyad Chaloshim V'Yad Miyad Matim V'Tem Miyad Hermesh V'Yad Tzadikim V'Zeh Miyad Chosar Secha, to discover the Ribbono Shel Olam there in that Matzav. Therefore, by putting Hashem's name there, that's the wrong message. It is for you. Hashem was not openly present. It's for you to uncover and to reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence. Okay, now, go to Al HaMichya. Al HaMichya, where is Hashem's name? In Al HaMichya. It's even worse in Al HaMichya. In Al HaMichya, you don't even mention Chanukah at all. Now, by the way, that's Machlok Yisapayis. Go on. Okay, that's one answer. Okay, I want to go give you a very deep answer, and then we'll come to those other answers. Why don't we mention Hashem, the Yom Tov of Chanukah, in Al HaMichya? And you know what the answer is? Okay, Meir, you touched upon it. It's the Shpitz of Chanukah, because since in the Al HaMichya we mention the Al Mizbechecha the Al Hecholecha, the Mizbeach and the Hechol, and Chanukah is really the renewal, the inauguration. Look, you say there are two things that we say. Chanukah, we say Mosor, Oz Egmor Beshir Mizmor Chanukas HaMizbeach. The laning on the eighth day is Zois Chanukas HaMizbeach. The climax of the Kriyas HaTorah of Chanukah is the Chanukas HaMizbeach. Every day in davening, we say Mizmor Shir Chanukas HaBayis LeDavid. Okay, the Chanukas HaMizbeach, into a degree, represents the Chanukah of the Bayis, of the whole Beis HaMikdash, of the whole Beis HaMikdash. So here's the point. In Birchas HaMazon, you don't really mention the Mizbeach. You mention the Alabayis, Hagol, the Akkadah. You do mention the Beis HaMikdash. Okay, but you don't mention the Mizbeach. In the Al HaMichya, you mention the Mizbeach. And you mention the Hechol. That is enough. That is Chanukah. The goal of Chanukah is to find the goal of Chanukah is to discover Hashem in the Mokoim that is Hester, in the Mokoim that is hidden. Where is Hashem's name mentioned in the Al HaNisim? No. Is Hashem's name mentioned in the Megillas Esther? No. In Al HaMichya, is the place where Bedafka, not only do we not mention Hashem's name, you don't mention Hanukkah. You know why? Because we want you to think about Hanukkah in just the plain, ordinary, the Al Mizbechecha. When you say that, everyone knows the famous Vart from very famous Vart from I forgot already how so famous. I don't even know what's famous from Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. I'm not mistaken. Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach. Why donuts? Why is it a minig to eat safganiyot, which really goes back to Rav Amram going to eat mizoinos? So you have an opportunity to make a bracha acharoina, a bracha mein shalosh of al hamichya. And what are you going to say in the al hamichya? You're going to mention the mizbeach, the al mizbechecha, the al hechalecha. Okay, it's a beautiful vart. Everyone says over that vart a thousand times. But I want to go deeper in that vart, and that is, if the whole shpitz, the reason why we're eating safganiyot is in order that you should recite the bracha me'ein sholosh and say the words v'al mizbechecha v'al hechalecha, so we might as well say v'noydelcha al hanisim v'al hanifloois she'asis lavoseinu b'yamin mohem azman hazeh. So why can't you add one more line into the bracha me'ein sholosh in honor of Hanukkah? Add something, add an insert, you add for Shabbos, you add for Rosh Chodesh, you add for all the Yom Tovim. So what's so terrible? Add in one more line. You can't add it in, you'll add it during the Partha, you'll have to find the right place to add it into. But add it, mention it. If any way there's such a great inyan to recite.
When was it?
At the same time as the Birchas HaMazon. Before that even. So, okay, you're giving an answer. Well, Birchas HaMazon was also written before Hanukkah. We added into the Birchas HaMazon Al Hanisim. Birchas HaMazon, when was Birchas HaMazon composed? By Moshe Rabbeinu. When Moshe Rabbeinu composed Birchas HaMazon and Yoshua and David Ushlomo. When Moshe, Yoshua, David Ushlomo, and the Anshei Kines HaGadola, Rabbi Akiva, at the time. No, that already Beitar was already
after.
That was already after Hanukkah already happened. So forget about that. So when Moshe Rabbeinu, Yoshua, and David Shlomo, when they wrote Birchas HaMazon, they didn't have Al Hanisim because Hanukkah didn't happen yet. Same thing. The same way Moshe, Yoshua, David, Shlomo, what they composed, we embellished later, long after they were gone, with adding in something of Hanukkah, so we can just as easily embellish the bracha me'ein shalosh with a line commemorating the Yom Tov of Hanukkah. And if you're going to tell me the word of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, that it's such a beautiful thing to put yourself in a situation where you make a bari b'nei mezonos, so you can say al hamichya v'al hakol, so you can then say v'al mizbechecha al achas kama v'kama, it would be a wonderful opportunity to embellish the bracha me'ein shalosh with saying the words v'noyde v'al hanis v'al nefloish v'asit l'vaseinu. See, what I'm trying to answer you is that no, Adarabba v'Adarabba, Chazal deliberately did not want you to embellish Kol HaMoisiv Goyreya, because here in the Al HaMichya you have the words V'Al Mizbechecha V'Al Hecholecha, and this alone should be enough for you to dwell upon Chanukah. Oz Egmar Bashir Mizmar Chanukas HaMizbeach. Just like we all appreciate that in Megillas Esther you don't have Hashem's name. You know why? You don't need Hashem's name. Because that's the whole purpose. The whole purpose is to appreciate Hashem is here, Hashem is here, Hashem is truly everywhere. I don't need to say Hashem's name. The whole goal of Purim is to realize that Hashem is everywhere. And I'm going to go and I'm going to say, oh, Hashem. Oh, you mean to say, you needed Purim to realize that there's a God? And without Purim, there is no God. That's the whole purpose of Purim, is to realize that Hashem is everywhere. He's always there. He's all wrapped up in the Teva. In the Al Hanisim, you don't have Hashem's name, because the purpose of the Al Hanisim is to recognize that Hashem is always there. If you add, sometimes when you add, it takes away. It takes away from the ikar. So now go the next step. Not only do you don't mention Hashem's name, you don't even need to have an insert period. Because the words themselves relate to the essence of the Yom Tov. That itself should be enough for you. That itself is the purpose of the Yom Tov. Is to make a Bari Minei Mezonos, to say the Al HaMichya, because the whole Al HaMichya is Chanukah. If you're going to say, oh, V'yal HaNisa, V'yal Neflos, V'yal Neshus, you miss the whole purpose of Chanukah. The whole purpose of Chanukah is to appreciate, is to appreciate the renewal of the Beis HaMikdash, to appreciate the renewal of the Mizbeach. You don't need to renew, the Mizbeach is right here. Appreciate what is right center in front of you. It takes away, that's our Chiddush in why there is no mention of Al HaMichya, of Al HaNisim in the Bracha Me'ein Sholosh. Because the Bracha Me'ein Sholosh hits home on the Al HaMichya, that is Chanukah. And that is what we want you to relish and to embrace. And by now coming and adding more words, we don't want you to take away from what is obvious. Okay, that is a drush. I don't know if you like that drush.
By the way, that drush obviously does not work for potato latkes. There's always this tension between the rededication of the Beis HaMikdash and the military victory, and there's always this de-emphasis of the military victory. Even it can't be ignored, and at the same time.
So we've been saying for the last 3 days, mamish, just the opposite. The last 3 days, over and over again, and I'm bringing you sources, is that the only thing that we de-emphasize is the Pach Shemen, and the Mizbeach, and the front and center is the Milchama. Look, that's what when you light the candles, I mean, you don't need more than this. When you light the candles, as soon as you light the first candle, Haneros Halalu, Sh'anu Malikim, Al Hanisim, V'al Neflois, V'al HaTeshuos, V'al HaMilchomois. You explicitly state, we're lighting the candles as a mitzvah, as an action, in order not to forget the battles, the Milchomois. Why?
That's what I'm saying. It cannot be ignored, but it's never the primary.
It is the primary. That's exactly what we're trying to say. It is the primary focus, the Milchamas. That's what I'm saying. The reason why we're lighting the candle is to remember the Milchama.
The bottom line is always the Beis HaMikdash.
Yes and no. The holiday is coming to commemorate the battles, the miraculous battles which have restored our Beis HaMikdash. Whatever we're doing to commemorate the Beis HaMikdash is just an action, a maisa mitzvah, that we should remember how we got the Beis HaMikdash. We got the Beis HaMikdash through Milchama, and it's very easy to rewrite history and say the reason why we won the battle was because we had good strategy. They do this over and over in the Six-Day War. The Six-Day War, the more time passes, the more they say, oh, this... What? People don't subscribe to that? In elementary school, you don't subscribe to that. But when you learn this on a mature level, it seems pretty obvious that's what it's about. All right, so this is the first reason, the first idea. I don't know if I really got it across. What I'm trying to say is that that more, less is more. Pesach, we elaborate. Oh, you know, we have all the, we have a Hallel and we have the Seder. Purim, the goal is to realize that the Yad Hashem is everywhere. Chanukah, we do that, we do the same thing on Chanukah, and I want to even tell you that we do on Chanukah and even in a more profound way. By having a nusach of Al HaMichya, and we don't add into the Nusach any mention of Chanukah. Why? Why not? Because Hagufa. Because the Nusach of the Al HaMichya mentions the Mizbeach, and the goal is to appreciate what you have. You don't need to embellish something which stands on its own. Okay, let's go to other ideas. Now let's tell you some Pashat ideas. Why don't we mention in the Al HaMichya any mention of Chanukah? So there's a very simple answer. Is because what happens if you forget to recite or ritzei, if you forget to say ritzei and yale v'yavo in Birchas HaMazon? What's the halacha? You have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. If you do not say ritzei in Birchas HaMazon, you are required to repeat it. If you do not say yale v'yavo in Birchas HaMazon, generally, there are exceptions, but generally you have to repeat it. What happens on Shabbos if you forget to say ritzei and yale v'yavo? I mean, ritzei v'achal ritzei l'yom HaShabbos hazeh. If you forget to say in Al HaMich, you forget to say v'zachreinu l'toivo b'yom Rosh HaChodesh hazeh, or v'samcheinu, whatever you say, do you have to repeat the bracha me'ein shalish? No, you don't. You don't. So in other words, generally, Al HaMichya is always one notch down than Birchas HaMazon. Birchas HaMazon, when you have to insert something, if you forget to say what you, if you forget to insert what you're supposed to insert, you are required to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. When it comes to bracha me'ein shalish, if you forget to embellish the bracha me'ein shalish, you do not repeat it. Therefore, now when we go down even one more notch, and we come now to add Al HaNisim, even in Birchas HaMazon, if you forget to say Al HaNisim, you never have to repeat the Birchas HaMazon. So, therefore, we're not going to even bother adding a Zecher to the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, because if you forget to say it, you anyway don't have to repeat it again. And even while we're coming to add into the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh, if we would have, when we add that into Birchas HaMazon, Birchas HaMazon also does not need to be repeated. So it's such a far stretch, we're not going to require it to be said. In other words, when Chazal adds something into the Nusach, you got to say it. They didn't just add it into the Nusach for fun. There are consequences. If they add something into the Nusach and you mess it up and you don't say it, they say to you, what, we did this for fun? We added this Nusach into the Nusach, and we added this for fun? And if there are no consequences, no pain, no gain. When you recite Birchas HaMazon, they told you, add Ritzei, add Yale V'yavo. And if you don't add Ritzei, you don't add Yale V'yavo, there are consequences. The consequences are, repeat it. Nochamo. So now, as an outgrowth of Bracha Me'ein Sholosh, the Bracha of Al HaMichya, okay, Al HaGefen, Al HaPeiros, is an extension of Birchas HaMazon. So the same way we demanded, with consequences, that it be said in Birchas HaMazon, and if you don't say Birchas HaMazon, you're going to have to say it again. So Bracha Me'ein Sholosh, which is the Me'ein, you also got to say it. Now, if you don't say Ritzei and Zecheinu L'Toivah, all right, you'll get away with it. But when it comes to Al Hanis and Al Niflois, when it comes to Birchas HaMazon, it's a chiddush in and of itself that there are no consequences. There in Chazal demanded that you say Al Hanisim in Birchas HaMazon, it's a tremendous chiddush. That if you forget to say Al Hanisim Birchas HaMazon, there are no consequences. You don't have to repeat it again. So now to go so far, even when it comes to the Bracha Me'ein Sholosh, which is one notch down that we should demand that you say it, that far Chazal did not go. Okay, so this is a balabatish mahalach as to why we don't add to the Bracha Me'ein Sholosh. We don't add this. Now, another balabatish answer is, because where are you going to add it? Where are you going to add it? In Birchas HaMazon, where do we add the bracha al hanisim. We don't add it in the middle of the avoda. We don't add it in the middle of rachim. No, we add it in noide lecha. Ritzei and yalav yavo. That we add. That, where do we add that? That we add in. We add in the bracha of noid. That we add in the main part of the bracha samazin. In the al hamichya, we have a place towards the end, but we would have to go and etch out a new location of in the hoy. Where are you going to say it? Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Al hamichya v'al hakol v'al tenuvas asada. Basically, it's a balabatish answer. There's really no mokoyim to put it. You just can't add it. No, because that's equivalent to noidel. That's to rachim no. Rachim no Hashem Elokeinu al yishalom. That we're adding it in that part of the bracha me'in sholosh as equivalent to the bracha of rachim no Hashem Elokeinu. But in the birchas hamazon, where do we add al hanisim? We add it into the second bracha of noidel lecha. And here you can't, in the bracha me'in sholosh, you can't really add it over there. Okay, now let me give you another answer, a lamdasha answer. This is from my father, Zichron Levracha. I want to maybe develop this a little bit more. My father, Zichron Levracha, he told me this vart, very beautiful vart. What exactly is the whole template, the whole essence of the bracha me'in sholosh? The bracha me'in sholosh is patterned after bikurim. Okay, what fruits, what type of produce do you bring? Do you bring as bikurim? The shivas haminim. Upon what do we recite the bracha me'ein shalosh? The shivas haminim. So in essence, the bracha of al hamichya v'al hakolah v'al tenuvas hasadeh is a bracha that is designated for the Shiva Saminim. And being the Shiva Saminim, once a year it is brought to the Beis HaMikdash in honor. We give Shevach V'Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Sheinecha Kofi Toiva, you bring it. That explains why in the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh we mention the Mizbeach. I mean, this question has to be answered. Why is mention of the Mizbeach not in the Birchas HaMazon and only in the Bracha Me'ein Shalosh? And the answer is very simple. What do you do when you bring Bikurim? You bring a basket filled with the Shivas Haminim and you present it to the Kohen, and the Kohen takes it, the Hinachtoi Lifnei Mizbach Hashem Elokecha. And then you bow down before Hashem. Where do you bow down before Hashem? You bow down towards the Heichal. So therefore, because the basket of fruit is presented before the Mizbeach, and you bow before Hashem, before the Heichal, that is why in the Nusach of the Bracha Me'ein Sholosh, we mention V'al Mizbechecha, V'al Heicholecha. Basic pshat. The reason why we mention the Mizbech and the Heichal and the Nusach, the Bracha Me'ein Sholosh, because the Bracha Me'ein Sholosh is patterned after the mitzvah deraisa of Bikurim. Now, let's go further. When do you bring Bikurim? Well, season begins uv'yoyim ha-Bikurim. When is Yom HaBikurim? When is the season begin? Shavuos. And how long does it go for? You have Shavuos. And you can bring it the whole summer. And you can bring it Elul. And you can bring it Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, until Yom Kippur. And then until Sukkot. Once you get to Sukkot, what is the halacha? Mikanu lehaba, you can bring the Bikurim, but you can no longer recite the vidui, the words that accompany Bikurim. After Sukkot until Chanukah, you can continue to bring Bikurim. You can no longer recite the vidui. When you get to Chanukah, you can't bring Bikurim anymore. there's no more Bikurim. It's a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah, Masechta Bikurim. You can bring Bikurim from Shavuos until Sukkos. You bring it maybe the Koire. Once you get to Sukkos, from Sukkos until Chanukah, maybe the Eina Koire. When you get to Chanukah, Einoi maybe. Memela, when it comes Chanukah, and you're reciting the bracha me'ein shalosh, there's no kriya. In order to show that you've passed the zman of bikurim and it's past Chanukah, between from Chanukah until Shavuos, there's no kriya. There is no recital. You don't go and make long droshes. You just bring the bikurim, shtoik, and put it down. So since now we're holding Chanukah, you can't say anything. As a zecher, since the whole bracha, bracha me'in shalosh, is patterned after bikurim, and when it comes to bikurim, when you get to bikurim, it's going to be mevi. Ve'ene koire. And now it's ve'ene, now ve'ene mevi, you don't even mevi. Silence. You can't tamper with the bracha. It's like a me'ein, it's a zeichen. You can't play around with the bracha me'ein sholesh mechanic of a hola. So that's a Chanukah and Purim. You don't even, there's no azkara because you pass the zman of Bikurim. It's a way to demonstrate that this is an extension of Bikurim. But that itself opens up a whole new idea to understand that when you're making the bracha me'ein sholesh, it's now Chanukah time. It's Chanukah. The reason why you bring Bikurim is to say She'encha Kofui Toiva. And you have a short opportunity, not sure, but you have an opportunity to say She'encha Kofui Toiva. And that's from Shavuos through Chanukah. Once you get to Chanukah, you're too late. It's over. It's over. The whole essence of Chanukah are days of Shevach v'Hoidah, where you get a second chance. Even though we're past the Zman, or in Galus, you can still give Shevach v'Hoidah. Saying the Al HaMichya on Chanukah is like Hashem is saying, you know, you messed up. You're only allowed to give She'enecha Kofi Toiva until Chanukah. But you know what? I'm giving you a Chanukah and Purim. Even in a zman of darkness, Hashem is giving us an opportunity to still make it up and declare She'ein Cho Kofi Toiva. All right. Aron Chaim Rekashio. Amen.